the things some people say and get away with. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It never ceases to amaze me how certain people get away with mega lies. Like, for instance, the old Christianity isn't important to America lie, or Christian principles don't matter lie. Well, tell that to Daniel Webster, often called the father of American education, who said that the expressed purpose of schools was for the advancement of the Christian faith. Webster also believed that Christian principles are amongst the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. I think Mr. Webster was onto something, because an open, constitutionally limited society such as ours is based upon free people fully capable of exercising the rudiments of self-control, common decency, national unity, and morality. A morally decent population eliminates the need for an all-intrusive, overseeing dictatorial government that controls what you do, how you live, what is taught to the children, or what type of health care you have. If you enjoy the remaining freedoms you have and want to reestablish full liberty, justice, and freedom for all, then it behooves us to remember that the Founding Fathers were correct to warn us that America would fall if it lost its religious freedom. Elsewhere on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, while the fallout continues from the lies and other problems associated with Obamacare, I thought you might be interested to know that now that our nation's most strident enemies have seized control of Iraq, and thanks to the bumbling nature of President Obama's handling of the recent uprising in Egypt, America's stature has never been lower throughout the Middle East. So now, Obama has turned his focus toward further endangering the United States militarily. He is slated to try and secure another meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss a nuclear disarmament treaty. This is utter foolishness, to quote Putin on his opinion of such an idea, now that other nations, like China, are building up their militaries. It is not only foolish, but downright treasonous for President Obama to seek to reduce our military for any reason, because it would only make us more vulnerable to enemy aggression due to either real or perceived weakness. President Obama is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. His punitive presidency, in my opinion, represents a culmination of bad decisions Americans have made over the past several decades. Hopefully, his regime will serve as a huge wake-up call for Americans who for too long have been living far below their God-given potential. I'm Ron Edwards.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Friday, we go into the third hour. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I want to do a shout-out. I'm only going to give his handle to Cell Block, who's listening in Louisiana with the flu and had a suffered what, for most people, probably for him as well, is a crippling loss emotionally. And for some reason, he's listening anyway. And to you, sir, my condolences, my thoughts and my prayers, and I hope you get better, and I hope that the new year gets better for you. Talking about these, I was talking about the report that's coming out of Texas about what can be done to stop the spree shooter. And one thing you've got to understand is there are Ohio has passed ordinances where teachers can arm. Arkansas has, Texas has it. I think in Utah and Idaho, they're looking at it. This is something that if it were to be done, it would diminish the percentage of instances where these things take place in a school, which we should be seeking actively to do that. Some of your politicians are going to be obtuse about it, though. They're not going to abolish the gun-free school zone. They're not going to acknowledge that these make attacks easier and safer for the attackers. And this includes people like Obama and politicians in various places. They're making the road to safety, true capability, very hard to travel. So what you have in place is you have some of these very well-intentioned stopgap measures. Coming from Fox News is this little piece, Safety Lesson. College arms faculty with bulletproof whiteboards. I talked about these when these came out. These are essentially grease boards like you see in a schoolroom today, which in a lot of cases they've replaced the chalkboard that they can write on and show the students things, you know, math, literature, English. And in Maryland, where, you know, Maryland is not exactly the patron saint of shooting as a state, they do everything they can to prohibit their citizens from having a gun. The professors at this Maryland University, the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, they have bought 200 of the portable writing boards, but they have a special property. They can stop a bullet. Now, the move and the idea of the boards themselves seems to be tied to the school shootings at Virginia Tech and in Sandy Hook. Juliette Bell, the president of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, said, "We feel that this could be a model for other schools about how to improve public safety. Being the first college to adopt this, we hope other campuses will follow. These boards are manufactured by Pocomoke City, Maryland-based Hardwire. They cost about $300. They measure 18 by 20 inches. A 20 by 47-pound model costs $500. One of their statements is, when you add armor, you lower bullets. That coming from the president of Hardwire, George Tunis. This provides a way for teachers to provide their students some protection. Mr. Tunis stated, a gun is a very mobile device. This provides equally mobile protection for teachers. Now, bear in mind, first of all, these are going to be issued out, one to a teacher. The students will get none unless they provide their own. Also bear in mind, because it is a piece of something that you have to carry, it's not something that you can strap to you or you can affix to you because it has other utility. It does have two handles on the back so they can grasp it, but it has other utility besides that. Unless they're carrying it when somebody does kick through the door, and unless he's really, really slow, this is not going to be brought to bear. And it has dubious effectiveness. These are not bulletproof. They are bullet resistant. Now let me give you an example of what this basically is in a portable fashion. Think you are engaged with a spree shooter with a handgun, which these things, by the way, will only resist handgun bullets. Okay, nothing that a modern rifle would fire. So with a modern rifle, they are a target by whatever dimensions. I don't remember what they are. So think of yourselves in an open field and there is a brick wall. And you can run to that brick wall and get behind the brick wall, and you have protection from the spree shooter. In order to have full protection from the brick wall, you're going to have to duck down behind it, which means now you don't see the spree shooter. You don't know where the spree shooter is. You don't know what he's doing. You don't know if he's looking for you. You don't know if he's walking away. You don't know anything. The spree shooter, unless the brick wall just happens to be the Great Wall of China, can choose to either peer over it or walk around it. In which case, since you are cowering in abject terror, you're not going to notice it until it is really too late. And all these little panels are miniature brick walls with handles. There's a picture of a teacher that's written, "Have a great weekend," on them. Teachers at Eastern Shore will receive training in the coming days as the fall semester begins on how to properly use the bulletproof shield. Any kind of technology to prevent or deter an attack is a positive, said Allison Kiss, a executive director for the Clergy Center for Security on campus. All campuses should be proactive when it comes to campus safety. Use of these boards certainly has to be coupled with threat assessment teams. And that causes a question mark in my mind. What are they talking about there as far as threat assessment teams? They're going to put a number of people in a room and agree that there's a threat that could be serious? Is a committee team really necessary to come to that understanding? Now, not everybody's such a bureaucrat to think that way. Daniel Carter, director of the 32 National Campus Safety Initiative, tells FoxNews.com, then it may be too soon to tell whether the use of whiteboards in the classroom will have a positive effect. He said, we have not had a chance to specifically evaluate personal armor for use in the higher education setting. We do feel strongly that it is important for schools to wisely invest in security infrastructure and training, as well as to adopt and rigorously test comprehensive emergency response and evacuation policies and procedures. Now, Let's talk a little bit about that. We're coming up on the next break, and we'll continue with this when we get back. Armor. Let's say that you send your kid to school wearing a plate carrier, okay? Armor is meant to stop the first attack. And then when it is discovered that you have defeated those rounds hitting you, they're going to shift their fire at something that isn't armored. And then they're still going to win, even though you're armored up, and that's wearing it. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Day. Something in here's not right today. Why am I so uptight today? Paranoia is all I got left. I don't know what stressed me.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about this University of Maryland and their whiteboard scheme. Okay. Let me tell you something about this, okay? Getting out there and setting up for passive defense. This is the same thing to me as going to a boxing gym and only learning how to be punched in the face. This is the same thing to me as a woman trying to compartmentalize in her mind that if she is sexually assaulted, it's not really sex, it's just an act of violence. And trying to learn to come to peace with that. It's the same thing to me as parents looking at a child that has been kidnapped and murdered and saying, well, we can just make another. Now, we're talking about whiteboards, and I'm going to try to get a hold of this company, see if they'll loan me one. And then I'm going to take it out, and I'm going to shoot it with every gun I've got. And I'm not going to shoot it, you know, hundreds of times, but I am going to shoot it with calibers that are probably going to defeat it, and we're going to see how long it takes to defeat it. Because bullet-resistant means eventually it's going to fail. That's what it means. There are two kinds of ways to look at how to deal with these types of incidents. One, you can try to prepare to where you can get somewhere and have all kinds of mechanisms in place, and in the hope of holding out until the police get there, and that is a severe roll of the dice. The other is to put in place and advertise that you have put into place an armed response, and knowing, you will know, the data shows us this, an armed response in place is going to deter that shooter from even targeting this place. Now, the media is going to ignore this. They're not, you know, teachers with guns. Teachers are not built to be Rambo. There's no way for them to effectively learn how to handle a gun. They drive a car, don't they? They operate a computer, don't they? They put together a lesson plan, don't they? They go through a bunch of school and are highly educated, aren't they? And you're saying they can't operate a simple machine like a gun. You morons. But you know they can, right? You just don't want them to have one, because then that whole self-reliance thing kicks in, and then what do we need government for? Wait. Let's not speak of it. Coming from the New York Times, they write, the University of Maryland Eastern Shore will introduce a security upgrade later this year, 200 bulletproof whiteboards for professors to hang in their classrooms and, if need be, hide behind. Ernest Leatherbury, chief of campus police, said, we just wanted to add one more tool to help us ensure the safety of the campus community. The whiteboards are user-friendly and non-invasive. What does that mean? Now, there's a little picture that the New York Times published where the teacher, or the supposed teacher, has her whiteboard up. She's got it in front of her face, and two-thirds of her body is exposed behind the whiteboard. See, shields like this only work for Captain America. They're not going to work for a teacher. A teacher has a better chance of learning how to use a gun than she does at predicting the trajectory and pathway of a bullet coming at them. And since her face is behind it, that means she's not eyes on. So that means she has no way of knowing. So she has to rely on the shooter willing to try to shoot that shield until he either runs out of rounds or it defeats the shield. In the meantime, he's going to ignore the whole classroom full of kids, which is, that's who, you know, he's looking for that. Because of because of the draw, that allure of the whiteboard. Now, to prove their effectiveness with these educators at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, they provided a demonstration. They fired at the individual shields with an air gun. Do you remember that Boxer Rebellion I was telling you about? Where the masters told the students that they were impervious to bullets by shooting blanks at themselves, and then they went out and got slaughtered by guys who were shooting real bullets. Do you remember that? This is the Boxer Rebellion at the University of Maryland, Eastern Shore. Michelle DeMonche, an art professor, was skeptical. I'm 4 feet 11 and about 120 pounds. She attended a demonstration. Officials shot at her shield with an air gun. It did not knock me down. I could hold it, and the power of the bullet was deflected. Stuff like this makes me want to just cry. And I would do that if I wasn't afraid of electrocution in here, surrounded by all this Chinese-made electronic equipment. I would hope do you need a $300 Captain America shield to knock down something from an air rifle? Let's suppose, just if we will, you know, Adam Lanza didn't use an air rifle. Jared Lee Loeffner didn't use an air rifle. James Holmes didn't use an air rifle. Aaron Alexis did not use an air rifle. I'm racking my brain. Nope, can't come up with a single guy that's killed people that used an air rifle. I guess they would be more effectively armed than that, wouldn't they? Now there's a bonus. And the New York Times clearly demonstrated their exact degree of martial knowledge by pointing this out. The bonus is, you can write on these. And I'm sure that's going to give great comfort to anybody if they survive a shooting with their whiteboard. Now, this is they've gone through a very exhaustive analysis of all this stuff. And when we get back from the next break, I'm going to start my analysis of their analysis. Because I really don't want to see kids shot in schools. I don't want to see teachers shot in schools. I don't want to see any regular person who is not a criminal getting shot. And I would really prefer if the criminals didn't get shot, but I have no control over them because they don't care what I think. And for the most part, these people don't care what I think. But I'm going to give them the advice anyway. Because this analysis the magical weight loss pill that you can take. I took this weight loss pill and I lost 612 pounds. And I only weighed 350. This people are buying this. So this means that if this happens there, they're going to find dead kids and teachers and whiteboards. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about this stupid passive defense policy that everybody's going to run to until it gets tested when it will fail. But this is happening at the University of Maryland, Eastern Shore. They have bought 200 whiteboards and passed them out to the teachers. Because this is another tool in the toolbox to deal with certain bad events that may happen. They are bullet resistant. So we're going to go where the teams begin and sort of tear that one a new one if we can. First of all, these teams are going to begin, as they have at the University of Maryland, with this conviction that arming teachers and administrators is impossible. And it's even more dangerous to do so than simply allowing these spree shooters free reign in their building. So all of their, any other solution than arming the teachers, understand this, armed personnel of some sort, any other solution than that is going to fall short. And it's not going to save lives, which should be the goal of response. There is no such thing as bulletproof. at least not in this application. The vests, the shields, all of these things are bullet resistant to a certain level. Of course, they're going to stop those air gun projectiles, but because these whiteboards in question weigh a bit less than 4 pounds, they're going to stop common handgun ammunition. Read that to mean 38, 9 millimeter, 45. And then we get to sit there and wonder about 10 millimeter, 357 SIG, the Magnum rounds. You know, we get to wonder about those. Probably will stop buckshot, but if you go in there with a slug or some sort of sabot round, then shotgun's going to have free reign with them too. Rifle ammunition, forget about it. No problem there. Nice, neat little hole in between the two hands holding the shield up. The same is true for the vest that police officers wear. The difference is that some officers actually wear them. These whiteboards are just large enough, and I want you to picture this. They're about double the height of a standard piece of 8.5 by 11 copier paper. They're just about big enough to cover the upper torso of a single person. Now, the unfortunate, inconvenient fact is that in order to be effective, the person using the whiteboard must be able to place it between themselves and an active shooter at least a second or two before the shooter pulls the trigger. Unless each and every teacher is willing to carry a 4 to 7 pound whiteboard around with them wherever they go. And while they're teaching, it is highly unlikely that these shields are going to be effective about anything. Let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Can you say educated idiots? Oh, man. This, you know, what went through my mind when you're talking about these shields, I had this picture of someone holding a piece of paper up, actually. And then you wonder, when a .45 hits it, how long are they going to hold on to it, Bill?
Well, you know, that's, you know, I didn't even think about that. With all these things I'm about to rattle off, I didn't even think about that. They're going to have the presence of mind to not be shocked by it, aren't they?
Well, 45 will knock them over.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you'll be on your backside. So, to me, it's, we want the teachers to be safe. Think about this. 200 whiteboards and give them to the teachers. When I was going to school in Detroit, the teachers did everything they could. This is in the 50s and 60s. Did everything they could to keep the kids safe. Now, who cares about the kids, man? Let's have these, you know, you're talking about University of Maryland. These, what do they even call them, professors? The professor?
I don't, you know. When you get to that level of education, they're not Mr. or Mrs. anymore. They have some other title.
And when have you ever met a college professor that wasn't a liberal idiot? Truthfully, it's blowing my mind to listen to this. I'm under the weather anyway, but on top of it, to hear the idiocy that they think they're going to do something. You want to do something? Let the kids that are old enough to come to the school that are compliant enough legally. First of all, Bill, I believe that the Second Amendment, when it says shall not be infringed, that's any gun law, is an unconstitutional gun law to me.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Okay? And that means that if the, you know, whoever has an F-16, I ought to be able to have an F-16 or a tank. But I should also be willing to face the responsibility if and when I decide that I need to use it. Because the fact of the matter is, all the weapons that your government has belong to you anyway. You bought them.
Yep.
But, look, I guess that's all I had. It just, to me, it...
Well, you know, well, I'm sorry you're feeling under the weather. Have you got what everybody else seems to have?
Oh, I don't... I was really down yesterday. I'm feeling a lot better today.
Okay. I was feeling sort of peaked myself last night, but then... I slept for a change. I normally don't sleep as well. I have a hard time turning my mind off, so I have trouble sleeping. And I slept a few hours last night. I feel much better. But, you know, It's just the mere fact, if they'd gotten up there and pulled out a 1911 and fired a round at it, this fault, you know, they were firing air rifles at it to help them have their confidence. Can you imagine the shock of when they really employ it?
Well,
if they have to.
Thing, you know, if it's a 1911 or a 40 caliber Glock, you know, you're going to have some muzzle velocity. You're going to have some hammer power. And these people that think it's going to keep them safe, they're going to throw the thing down. First of all, you know, I don't even want to get going there, but they would see a gun and lose their bladder anyway.
Right.
All right. I'll let you go. That's all I had.
Thank you, sir. I hope you feel better. Stay safe. All valid points. This is, you know, this is their approach. They're emulating Captain America, like I said. But I'm going to assume for a minute that teacher is willing to carry that whiteboard like a shield wherever they go while teaching. Position it so it's within reasonable, easy reach from when they're a classroom. A shooter kicks in the door, bursts into the room, and that the teacher has the presence of mind and the quick reactions necessary, like a ninja, to pick up the shield. What then? Now, Mr. Tunis, the owner of Hardwire, says this affords the student some protection. Well, it affords protection to one-third of the teacher's body, and then two-thirds of her body in the rest of her classroom, or his, is out of luck. That's what it affords. As long as the teacher can consistently position the shield between the target and the muzzle while hiding their face, you know, it's going to be like Kung Fu. They're going to feel it. It's going to be like Jedi. Having only fractions of a second to calculate the position of the gun and the trajectory of the bullet, as long as the bullets are handgun and not rifle bullets, the shield should work. Now, this makes a great many presumptions and assumptions. First of all, this presumes and assumes that the shooter is only going to shoot at the shield. That would be very accommodating, wouldn't it? It presumes he's going to show up with a caliber that can be deflected by this shield and not eventually defeated, if not outright defeated. He's going to stand still, he's going to empty his weapon into the shield, and he's going to just sit there cussing. What is actually certain is that the killer will simply shoot the cowering teacher in the leg. He might expend a few rounds on it. He's going to figure out it's bulletproof, and then he's going to adjust. So a shield in optimum circumstances might buy the teacher or student, if he grabs it, he or she grabs it, 2 to 5 seconds more of life. And that's not a solution for me. Adding 2 to 5 seconds to this life, to their clock, that's not acceptable. We'll finish this out when we get back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to come in, or to get in, The number to make a call is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Talking about the stupidity at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, and how they're, see, this is the problem. These teachers, some of these are buying this hook, line, and sinker. Let me tell you the purpose of armor, or of shields for that matter. The purpose of armor or shields is to survive once the enemy has identified themselves to you. At that point, that is when you retaliate against him in kind. In the, when it was just swords and shields, well, you had a sword in your hand. The problem with armor in a civilian setting is that you are not going to have the presence of mind and the awareness that is necessary that soldiers have in a combat environment where they are absolutely aware 360 degrees around them. I've seen guys take rounds in the vest on video. Of course, I'm too old to be overseas in the sand. If I wasn't, I would be over there. But I've seen video of guys taking rounds in the vest from snipers. And because of the fact that they're so jacked up already because they're in a combat zone, they get up and run around into cover. If you can't do that, then armor just means when you get shot, you'll already be on your back, whether you're holding it or wearing it. So this false sense of security they're giving to these professors and instructors and teachers at the University of Maryland Eastern is going to get them killed, and they're going to be shocked when it happens. It is a shield, is temporary protection to set up the retaliation. The only way these are going to be effective is for them to have the means to stop them, to stop the shooter. The shooter will ascertain that his rounds are not penetrating that, and he will shift fire. The presumptions that it makes, that this whole program makes, is going to be not only on a mentally ill person doing this, but on an idiot doing this as well. I cannot penetrate the shield with my bullets. I will continue to fire until it does. Oops, I'm out of bullets. That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing at all. Is the teacher going to pass off the shield as he shifts his fire to each individual student? And are they going to be fast enough to shift it to the next student when it doesn't work with the last student? And is he going to continue to not, like if he, okay, student number one, protected. Student number two, protected. Student number three, protected. Okay, I'll go back to student number one. This is nothing. This is another piece that will be found in the classroom when it is shot up. It might have a few dents in it. Unless they're going to be able to shoot back, having the whiteboard in the room and having you use it in a shooting situation means nothing. It means less than nothing. And for some reason, at the University of Maryland Eastern, they don't get that. Now, the president and sometimes the vice president and all police officers and Secret Service people and military people, they all wear armor from time to time. Maybe not the president, the vice president so often, but they wear the armor, but they have a means to fight back with it. They're not just wearing the armor and going out into the world and saying, I don't need anything else. Now, for $500 for the bigger copy of these whiteboards, they could buy Glocks. Yeah, they could buy Glocks. And putting signs out in front of the University of Maryland Eastern would mean that they never would have to use them. If they put out the same signs that they're using in Arkansas, and if they put out the same signs that they're going to use in Ohio, and in Texas, and everywhere else where they're doing this, they wouldn't have to use their guns. Because a shield is not a deterrent. A deterrent is a mechanism that's in place, which means when I show up, you're going to perforate me. That's a deterrent. So, my analysis, my overall analysis of this whiteboard scheme, okay, is this. First of all, that's a misappropriation of funds. You're buying the wrong tool. Second, unless you give these teachers and these professors and these doctors and whatever else, whatever title they have in front of their names, and, you know, there's some 21-year-olds in college, and they could have it too. Unless you give them the means to stop an active shooter when and where they attack. Children, adult students, teachers, professors, instructors are going to die. Any one that would deny this reality to you, anyone holding up whiteboard shields and evacuation plans and drills as a solution, are tacitly accepting some level of death and injury, and more than is necessary, and more than should be acceptable. That level, with those steps in place, the shields and the evacuations and everything, you know who gets to determine that level of death and injury? The shooter does. The shooter is the only proactive player in this scenario. He's the one making all the choices. You don't get to make any choices in this scenario. All of these obtuse positions that they're going to take, and yes, I did use that twice in one show, by refusing to do what is necessary, less expensive, and effective to stop a shooter rather than to annoy or momentarily inconvenience a school shooter, is going to do nothing. The effective response to the school shooter is the Mozambique drill. For those of you not familiar with the Mozambique drill, this is two shots to the chest and one to the head. That is the effective response to the school shooter. Anything less than that is not a solution. It is not a solution. And to get out there and lead these teachers to believe this, that they have a solution at hand, that this passive resistance is the, you know, when you go to a prize fight, when you go to a football game, when you're in a self-defense situation, defense is something you don't want to be on for any period of time. Whoever's in the prize fight, if he's stopping shots to his head or if he's deflecting them or something, he's not just going to sit there and rope-a-dope with the guy, unless he's Muhammad Ali. He's going to sit there, and at first time he gets a chance, he's going to start firing back, because you don't win defending. You don't win defending all the time in a football game, because eventually the offense pops through. The only way to win is to be on offense. And in self-defense, the only way to win is going to be offensive, ferocious, and determined, and equipped. We will do this again, starting all over again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, remember it very clearly. It's never been about gun control, ever, ever, ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. Have a good weekend. Stay safe on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.